Do you have what you want? The topic of this week's weekly word is in the form of a question. A question I've been asking myself and one that I hope you'll consider. Do you have what you want in your life? St. Augustine was an early Christian theologian and philosopher whose writings influenced the development of Western Christianity and philosophy. In his writings, he described what every person wants as the most reliable constant in the world. That we not only want this, we want only this. In fact, he argued, just as we breathe without being aware, we seek this without even being aware that we are. Do you know what it is? Well, if you research what people want today more than anything else, you'll find that the results of those surveys and polls agree with Augustine's conclusion some 1,500 years ago. And that one thing is happiness. So my question for this week is, do we as Christians have what we want? Are we wanting happiness? I believe the answer is yes, but how do we define it? The world's definition of happiness is being in a state of happy, so we have to look at happy. And the very first word listed when you look up synonyms for happy is feeling. Jovial, jolly, jocular, gleeful, untroubled, delighted, smiling, beaming, fortunate. At this moment, you may be thinking, well, as a Christian, I want to be joyful, not happy. But is being happy wrong? In my opinion, absolutely not. Listen to the definition of joyful in the same dictionary. Feeling, expressing, or causing great pleasure and happiness. Feeling, the very same word listed first in the definition of happy. Dear ones, the Lord gave us our feelings, but feelings are a byproduct of our relationship with Christ. It's said that there is something in every single one of us that is never satisfied, that in spite of what we have, we always want more. The Bible gives us a powerful example of this. The richest man who has ever lived, King Solomon. But in spite of his enormous wealth, of all that he owned, he was never satisfied because he began to want the things that this world offers more than he wanted his relationship with God. He compromised his love for God with his love for this world. If we are followers of Jesus Christ, is the statement that we can never be satisfied and will always want more true? I believe it absolutely is. We will never be satisfied in this lifetime. We will always have a longing for heaven. That's our home. But are we to be happy and joyful while we're here on this earth? I believe the answer is yes. We were designed by God to find our purpose, our happiness in Him. He created us to have a relationship with Him, to glorify Him with our lives. And when we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, He enables us to live victoriously over sin. He teaches us, guides us, comforts us, and we can live in His power. When He lives in us, we experience His attributes, His fruit, as told to us in Galatians 5. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And the byproduct of our relationship with Christ is a life of rejoicing and gratitude and contentment and a peace that's beyond human understanding. Our joy, our happiness, is not contingent on our circumstances. not on our possessions, not on how others treat us, but on our Lord and Savior's love for us. Bottom line, what do you and I want? Well, I want an abundant life. And in John 10:10, it says the thief, that's Satan, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I, this is Jesus speaking, have come that they, and that's you and me, may have life and have it to the full. I want the fullness of life that God offers. I want the happiness and the joy that comes only from Christ. Will it ever be satisfied in this experience of life? No. But do I have what I want? Yes. A relationship with my Creator. Do I long to know Him better? Yes, and that day will come. And my greatest desire is for Him to say to me, as the Master said in Matthew 25:21, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your Master's happiness." That's the happy I want. God bless you.